This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and Helen Scales. We're answering all your science questions.
Right. Well, I hope it's not because they think that our show is as interesting as watching paint dry. But we've got a question from Owen who wants to know, how does my paint change colour as it dries?
Yeah, now, that's a fantastic question. It's the same science, actually, behind why clothes look a bit darker when they're wet than when they're dry. And the reason that this happens is because when you have paint in the tin, the paint is mixed with some kind of solvent, water or oil or something, which makes the paint easy to spread onto the surface, so you get a nice even coat. So when you paint the paint onto the wall, it's got all that solvent in it. The solvent then evaporates off or dries, and this leaves behind the particles of paint on the wall. Now the particles, if we take white paint as an example, that's usually titanium oxide, very, very white. Those particles are roughly the same wavelength, same size as the wavelength of light, which is why they reflect and scatter lots and lots of light back at you, which is why you see a white surface. But when the paint is wet, those particles are surrounded by little droplets of water or oil. That's the solvent. And so when light goes in, it doesn't see these tiny particles of roughly the same size as the light wavelength. It gets subjected to a bit of refraction through the fluid, the liquid, and that buries it deeper into the wall surface rather than reflecting it back out at you. So if it's darker, of course, what must be happening is less light is being scattered back towards you than being absorbed, and that's why it looks darker. Once that effect goes away and you've just got the particles there, you're scattering more light back at you, so the paint actually looks brighter.
And you thought drying paint was dull. Absolutely not. Another question.